Let's sit down with Matt Stringer, RNIB's chief executive. A few topics to discuss, a few political ones, and we'll finish off with a bit of sport as well. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Alan. My pleasure as ever. Good to speak to you.
I think people will be familiar now with some of the announcements from the Chancellor, maybe some good, maybe some bad, depending on the situations that you're in. But RNIB obviously keeping a close eye on some of these changes, some not so positive as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Labour government's hit the ground running and come out with a ton of announcements. We welcome the Labour Party's focus generally on the health service, and clearly we're very connected in around things like the eye care support pathway. I think one of the announcements, you know, not everything is easy. So one of the announcements this week, which was the withdrawal of the pensioner sort of winter fuel payment. And I know there's a lot of pensioners say, well, I'm wealthy and I don't need it. Okay, great. But there's equally a lot of people who are much more tight for money, you know, where energy bills and food bills, which are, I'm afraid, unavoidable, have risen a lot in the last couple of years and are at a much higher level than they were, say, 2 years ago. So that £300 is very necessary. And we know a lot of elderly people, because of age, develop eye health issues. And so there's a massive intersection of pensioners and people who have visual impairment. And so a lot of people who would be our beneficiaries who need that £300 to support keeping the heating on through the winter, paying energy bills, which is vital for quality of life, potentially, you know, to keep technology going that's needed to stay connected, would find that a real challenge. You know, I know close to home, one or two of my relatives who found that a real challenge this week, if I'm honest. So we put out some response to that, which was quite challenging about it. And, you know, interesting to see some other charities, Age UK particularly, jumped on it very quickly. You know, we're very, very against it. And I think there's been quite an interesting sort of backlash this week against that. So, you know, it's interesting, new government making choices. Not everything is easy in a tough financial world. They've made a choice there, which we're not necessarily supportive of, because we think it's going to have quite a large impact on quite a lot of visually impaired pensioners. It's not been done for a lot of money in the greater scheme of things. I think it generated about £1 billion of savings, which in the greater scheme of the national finances isn't massive. And there are other places you would argue the Labour Party could have gone looking for that sort of saving.
Okay, you've been out and about yourself, actually. There were also changes announced, devolution of more powers to mayors, and you've been out meeting some of the new ones as well and discussing, again, some of the important aspects that RNIB is looking at the moment, things around transport and travel and accessible travel.
So Anna Tyler, our chair, went with some of our campaigning team to meet Steve Tarling, the new Lib MP for Torbay, who's had quite a lot of coverage. He's got a guide dog, visually impaired. I know he's been on Connect Radio. So, you know, well done to you, Alan, and the team for getting him on. So he's someone who we want to have a relationship with to help champion causes around visual impairment. Clearly, he'll be well connected to guide dogs as well, because he has a guide dog. And he's one of 72 Lib MPs in total, which is a big increase on where they were before the election. You know, we clearly have more influence because there's more of them, and they're very interested in issues around health and social care. So that connection to the Lib Dem party, you know, is much more important for all charities actually post-election, because, you know, they've got more critical mass and more weight in their views. And, you know, we'll be running those relationships through the imminent party conference season in September and beyond. So it was great to have that connection with Steve. You know, we've written to him hoping he'll be an RNIB champion, and good for Anna to go and meet him. I went up to the northeast to go meet the new regional mayor for the northeast. So we met at Morpeth, a lady called Kim McGuinness, who was the police and crime commissioner for the area before she became the mayor. She's been in there 3 months. But local mayors, these regional mayors, have a lot of authority, you know, as you just said, on travel and transport and housing. They have an employment element to their brief. They're well connected into the local health service and the health boards, their corporate relationships. So they're very well connected, and clearly there's 12 of them now across the country, 11 Labour and one Tory. And so as a group, you know, they've already been into meetings with Keir Starmer. And I think we're seeing, you know, that just increasing devolution of responsibility that's happened into the devolved nations now happening into the English regions. And some of the announcements we've just talked to this week from Rachel Reeves and from Angela Rayner around house building, for example, you know, there's some work coming out, announcements on employment and on wages, in essence, all of which there'll be some responsibility for the regional mayors to implement and housing plans and working on local employment rates and productivity, etc. You know, so it's absolutely vital for us to be connected. And it was great to have some time with Kim. We met at Vision Northumberland, who are one of our small partner charities with the Visionary Group up in Morpeth, and then took on a guided walk around Morpeth. And I think she really saw some of the issues on things like travel and transport. If you're living 30 miles north of Newcastle, there might be two buses a week, which you need to use to get around to get in for shopping, hobbies, health visits. And, you know, it's a challenge, whereas very different living in London. And so, you know, we need to, as we do, add advice on both those things. In urban environments, it might be a bit more around more audible cues for information and looking at things like floating bus stops. When you get out in Northumberland, you're looking more around actually, you know, having transport full stop.
Almost out of time, but let's quickly take a look at the Olympics and the Paralympics, of course, coming up. There's going to be some great audio-described coverage coming up on Channel 4, which we've been talking a lot about. But very exciting time. RNIB Connect Radio is going to be at the Paralympics as well, broadcasting live and bringing you lots of interviews and pictures and videos, no doubt, as well. Matt, you've been watching some of the action so far?
Yes, I mean, I think we've sort of segued away from the Euros and we're now into the Olympics. Wall-to-wall sport all summer, which certainly suits me. And I mean, it's great that we're covering the Paralympics. Don't eat too many croissants, Alan, when you're over there. And clearly, good friend of the RNIB, David Clark, you know, being the CEO of the British Paralympic Association, has a big job to do coming up the next month as he steers the team through Paris 2024. It's been great watching the Olympics so far. I mean, one particular story caught my eye in the last couple of days, which was in the men's gymnastics, where the American team has been very well covered on social media. Actually, had their specialist on the pommel horse. It's a bit like having a special team. So the team events, obviously, they bring people in who can do one bit of apparatus really well. And he's absolutely world class, clearly on the pommel horse. But he has eye health condition. He sits there a bit like Clark Kent with his national health glasses on and then takes them off and goes out and is absolutely world class on the pommel horse. And they got a bronze medal. So it's great to see him doing that and the coverage he got. There was a really good article in the New York Times about it, actually. So even though we're a little bit away from the Paralympics, we can see people with some eye health conditions still doing brilliantly well in the Olympics. And it's good to see. So, you know, well done, Stephen. I'm delighted to see it. And I maybe encourage the listeners to go and find him on social media and see his routine, which was absolutely world class.
We're looking forward to getting out there and bringing the action to all the listeners as well. If you'd like to find out anything about RNIB and the services, do get in touch. You can head to the website, which is rnib.org.uk. There's also the helpline on 0303 123 9999, and you can use your Amazon Echo device. Just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. That's it for today, Matt. We'll catch up again, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan. My pleasure. And, you know, a lot going on in the political world and the sporting world. So life feels very full at the moment, but good to have a chance to talk to you. Thank you.